Bob Metzia, Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Started the Perek, we said this is a Perek that deals with the whole idea of pricing. So where this plays itself out in Kinyi Kesef and the Isra of Oino, we're going to have in the next Perek, Nimitz Hashem Hilchas Ribis. But here we have a general Mishnah about the value of money, minimal amount of coins, and different minimal amounts of money necessary for certain halachas. The Mishnah makes a list here. Oino arba kesef. Oino, the din of oino, the minimal amount of oino is arba kesef. Now, it's a little bit interesting. The Gemara explains over here, the din of arba kesef just means there are four mo'ois in a mekak that the value was a sela. Sela is 24 mo'ois. So, 4 out of 24 is 1/6. So, that we've already had. That the shir of oino is a shtus, is a halacha that we just had a few mishnayos about. The mishnah only listed here agav. The real hoisofovi is the other dinim. Hatayna shtei kesef. Tayna refers to an every toin v'nitin, where Reuven is tevei Hashem in a din teiru. And in order for there to be a hoido, which would be mechaye v'shvuah, so maydim miktzah, so even let's say shomrim, we had in the third pack, which would be mechaye v'shvuah, the tayna, the tviya, that's Mechayiv the Nitva, as Exeris HaKosov, has to be Shtei Kesef. That being said, that's the Taina. The Hoido, the Hoido, Shova Pruta. That means an amount of money, this is more well known, that the amount of money which is a minimal, the Gabi Yashir, Gzeila, another dinim that we're going to have, Chomesh Pruta Zain, is a Shova Pruta. So when he's Moida, the Nitva, he has to be Moida to something which has a din moment that's being owed. How much is owed? A Shova Pruta. The Tainish Shtei Kesef is not as clear what that means, because it's actually the subject of a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The way we explained it, that the Taina, that's the way the Rav says it, is the Taina of Shtei Kesef is the Shita of Shmuel and Shmuel Staf Lamates. Rav holds no. Rav holds that the Kvira has to be. That means, since he has to be Moide Bepruta, so by definition, the Taina is going to have to be Shtei Kesef plus a Pruta, in order that the Kvira, that the Nitva says he's not chayv, the amount that the Shvuah is going to have to be on, will be Shtei Kesef. So Shtei Kesef is a significant amount of money. The Gemara Shvuah explains that's Exeris HaKosov. And the shadow is only whether that's the Tviya has that amount or the Kvira. And now the Mishnah says, like we said, Chomesh Prutas Hein. There are five dinim that are Chiyuvei Momen, Dinei Momen, that are created, and they have to be created with a minimal amount of money of a Pruta. Ha'idah Shava Pruta is the one that we just said. V'ho Isha Miskadeshes B'Shava Pruta. It's really only not Isha Miskadeshes. L'chor, it's any Kenyan. V'hanene B'Shava Pruta M'nahegdish Mo'al. The Din Mi'ilo is on a Pruta. V'hamoitzi Shava Pruta. Somebody who finds a Chafetz and he's M'chuyiv to return it. That's also the Shia's Shava Pruta because the Din is to return moment. V'hagoizel Z'chaver Shava Pruta V'nishbaloi. The Gzela, which is Mechayiv, a din that we learned at the end of Bava Kama, that the Shvua denying the claim of somebody else against him, Shava Pruta, which is not only a din that he stole money, but there's a din over there that he's Chayiv a Kapora on the Shvua, and he has a din of Yelichenu Achrav Afil Lamode, that he has to go to the other end of the world to be Niskaper. That din, the shear of that is a Pruta. So now, really, over here, each one of these categories is more extensive. In Gezel, you could really add the din that a mazik or any other chiyuv moment is also only bepruta. One thing is clear. The Rav Magid says at the beginning of Hilchos Gzela that less than a shava pruta is like a chat yashir. It's no different than a person eating a half a kazayis of chazer or of basa b'cholov. Stealing a half a pruta is the same idea. So being mazik somebody a value of a half a pruta, or being moil from hegdish a half a pruta's worth, should have the same din. The Moitzi Shava Pruta is interesting. If there's no Chiv HaShova, so where does that go? That means there's something lying in the street, it's worth a half a Pruta, which is almost nothing, a few cents. And he's not Mechuyev to pick it up and return it. Is he allowed to take it? It still belongs to somebody else. If it belongs to somebody else, it's theft to take it. Or maybe not. If there's no Mitzvah HaShova Saveda, so now there's no theft on it either, because Hare, without the Mitzvah HaShova Saveda, it's like a chavitz that has yush. That's it. It's hefker. It's already out of the balance of shus. This is a subject that's discussed. Mach Nefraim and other G'dele Echrenim have this discussion about whether there would be a heter to take an aveda pachas mishav bruto, there's just no chiyuv to return it. Mishnah Ches, Chamisho Chamosh Mehem. In Hemshich to the Mishnah before, that discussed different shiurim of a pruta, so now we have Dinei Chiyuv Momen, where the Torah imposed a knas, or an added tax, so to speak, of a chomish, of the value, whatever that chiyuv is. The Mishnah gives examples. Ho'ichol Truma. Somebody eats Truma. We're talking over here about a zor. A kohen is allowed to eat Truma. A zor is not allowed to eat Truma. He ate b'shoigeg Truma. The emphasis on shoigeg is because amazed, the chiv is a misa b'dei shemayim. As far as mom is concerned, there's chayv the karen, but there's no kapora on amazed. Truma's meiser. Truma's meiser is really the same idea as Truma. After one has a barn full of grain. So the first thing he has to do is he has to take off a certain amount. The rice of the shear is minimal. Chita achas poites sakri beloshen chazal. One chita will pat up the whole barn. The rabbanon is a shear of 2%, 40th, 50th, different shiurim. But the shear is that amount. Then after that, 10% of the remaining two is called maaser rishon. And then 10% of the remainder is either, depending on which year it is, we've discussed before, it'll be Maisa Sheni or Maisa Oni. In the six-year cycle of taking off Trumas and Maises, the reason why there's a six-year cycle is because the seventh year is Shemitah, so there's nothing. And then after Shemitah comes back to year one. So in a six-year cycle, there's the first year Truma, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The second year Truma, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The third year, replace Maisa Sheni with Maisa Oni, and the same thing is year 4, 5, 6. The same thing as 1, 2, 3 goes 4, 5, 6. However, in Maisa itself, the Levi, who the Levim, whoever it is, that got 10% of that Tvua, has to take off some type of minimal amount for Trumas Maisa. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Korach. So Trumas Maisa also has a din of Truma, and the Memela Zor Sha'achloi, the halacha will be that he'll be have to be Moisif. Besides for replacing the Truma, left be Moisev v'chaymish. Trumas Meiser shel Dmai. Dmai is midrabonon. If somebody buys Tvua from an Amoritz, so you can't be Seimich that the Amoritz took off Trumas and Meisers properly. Maybe he claims he did, but you can't be Seimich on him. So the halach is you have to take off Trumas Meiser min Asofik, and if one eats, one has to be Moisev v'chaymish. V'achalo. Chala is one takes off of dough, but it has the same din of Truma, the same chalois of Isazaris, and well, the same din of Chemish applies. V'habikurim, bikurim are brought to the Beis HaMikdash also. They're also lazar, they're given to Kan, they have a din of Truma. So Mamela, if somebody would eat bikurim, so again also the Zar Shalcha bikurim would be Chayiv, the Karen, and a Chemish. So all these five are really based on one idea, Moisiv Chemish, and that's why they're all one. The fourth year of a new tree, the first 3 years is more familiar, most people know it's called Arla. Arla means that the payers of the first 3 years of Asa Bechila and Asa Bana, the fourth year, it has to be, it's called Neta Revoy, it has to be brought to Yerushalayim, it has to be eaten there. We have a pasuk, the same idea of payers, that one doesn't have to transport a whole truck of Peiris, they have Kedusha to Yerushalayim to be eaten over there. So it's hard to bring everything. So we have a pasuk by Maaser Sheni, which is also Maaser Rishon, like we said, is given to Levim. But Maaser Sheni has to be taken and eaten b'tahara in Yerushalayim. The Torah allows for Pidyon, for Pidyon, and Chil of the Kedusha onto money. And then the money will be used with that Kedusha, and everything has to be eaten b'tahara in Yerushalayim, of course. So hapoide neta revoy or maisa sheni shaloi. The Torah says you have to be maisa v'chaymish. If he was paid $1,000 worth of apples of neta revoy or of maisa sheni, so then he has to be mafrish $1,200 onto it. Has to be maisa v'chaymish. Hapoide es hekdeshoi. If somebody is paid the hekdesh, the dogish of it is hekdeshoi. The gzeres hakosim pashas chukas. Is im hamagdish yigal v'yosav chamish. It's only the person himself. Hanene b'shov pruta min ahegdish. Here we're talking about me'ilo. Somebody was nene from hegdish. He has a chiv me'ilo. Again, when he makes restitution and he pays back, this is hasham me'ilo. You see, he brings a carbon. the Rav brings. And then he's Moisif, the Pasuk says in Parshas, Vayikra, Ve'esah, Shechotim, and HaKadosh, Shalom, Ve'es Chamishi, So Yosef, Olov, also, Ve'tesef, Es Chomish, Ve'goizel, Es Chaver, Shavrut, Ve'nishbaloi, regular theft, you just have to pay back the Karen. The Knas of Kefil is only by Gnevo, is only where, under certain conditions of Gnevo, Kimavur, in the last four Prokhom above a Kama, but regular theft in any shape, form, or size is Karen, but if he's Nishba, which we said has the din of a Korbon and a Kapora, and he has to be the Chenu Achalamada we learned earlier, so then over here as well, there's a din of being Moisif or Chomish. This Protim about Toysofas Chomish and Goizel's Chaveri, we had that in the end above a Kama, in the very last parak over there.